Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives and Friends. This is Carrie, and I have my call screener here, Rose.
Hi.
Hey, and we have Anna.
Hello.
Hi, we are waiting on Mary Beth Evans. Mary Beth plays Sarah Garrett on The Bay. And actually, I just tweeted The Bay people, so hopefully we can get to I always called her Sarah. We'd get Mary Beth to call in. If you want to call in so you can talk to Mary Beth, you can call in at 914-338-1239. Press 1 if you want to talk to Mary Beth, or press 2 if you're just planning on listening to the show over your phone. So, anyway, yeah, so I was on Twitter and Facebook with The Bay, and it looks like they're busy with table readings and stuff for the next season, so that sounds really exciting.
Yay!
And I swear to God,
where are they filming it? Where do they film it?
I thought it was just L.A.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's anywhere in particular. They do. I know they filmed one, I think, in Mary Beth's house. So,
oh, okay.
And they, yeah,
didn't they film at Henry's Hat one time too? Back
yeah.
Martha Madison's restaurant, or something.
Yeah, they season one was shot there, but they had a party scene with Brian and Zoe, and Martha sold that restaurant though.
I was wondering. I didn't think she owned it anymore. Okay.
Actually, I remember we interviewed her. I can't remember when it was, but her and her husband creating a restaurant app for restaurant owners.
Right.
And of course she had her baby girl this past October, I think. Which I knew the baby was due on Halloween, but I can't remember when she had the baby.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and she I think she's also involved in the table ratings too, so hopefully they're bringing back her character. So.
Oh, good. On the Bay. Cool.
Yeah. What's the problem with Blog Talk Radio? We keep having dropped callers. So if you guys are experiencing dropped calls, keep trying to call back in, and eventually it will work out. 914-338-1239. So, it'd be great to see her. And it kind of cracks me up because Sarah's kids, she has three kids. She's got two sons and a daughter. And, they're all messed up, and that's kind of funny. remember before season one of The Bay, they did the confession series where they interviewed the characters and they talked about the characters.
I remember watching those, yeah.
Yeah, weren't they so cool? Yeah, and they're doing those again, too. So I can't wait to see those. I thought those were awesome. It was so smart. That way you got to know the characters before the season even started, before the show even started.
Right.
It's like, oh, okay.
And
Mary Beth is so brilliant because she said it with a straight face, just going through her character's life. Like, yeah, married to this guy and had his baby, and then I was kidnapped and raped by this guy, and I had his kid, and then I accidentally slept with the love of my life's twin brother, and then I had my last kid, but I had amnesia because I was kidnapped, and I didn't know he was my son and until I got him out of adoption, and it's just like, oh, my gosh. But she said it with such a straight face. You're like, oh, okay, yeah.
Normal, those things happen to everybody, right?
Yeah. That's what's so great about Mary Beth.
So can they go to the bay? Like, the is there can people who want to go catch up on the series and everything? Is it mm-hmm. is the website thebay.com or?
It's thebaytheseries.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and everything's there. So
you can go back and look at old, you know, the previous seasons and stuff and catch up if you miss something.
Yeah, and it's funny because this past season, the past few episodes, it got a little darker. So you hear the F-bomb. Yeah, so you have to hear the F-bomb being dropped and stuff that they kind of weren't doing before. And, and Matt Ashford's character, Steve, is running basically a prostitution house out of his club.
Oh, nice.
So, I know.
I think it's so cool that the two of that Mary Beth and he work together on this series too. You know, like with their history on Dave and everything. That's cool.
Mhm. So. I had to pat ourselves on the back. Do you remember? You might have been not around then. I heard back from they were going to get a hold of Mary Beth.
Oh, good.
Yes. Oh crap! I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh my gosh.
No, it's my fault. I totally forgot what I was going to say. But, I remember, I think when we interviewed Gregory, and it was actually one of his first interviews ever, and we told him he used to get, he was talking about Jed Allen joining the show, who played Cece Catball on Santa Barbara, and Jed played on Days of Our Lives. I can never. It was before my time, but he was married to Marlena. I can't remember his name.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, so
Craig.
Don Craig, isn't it Craig?
Yeah,
Don Craig. Yeah, I remember those days.
Don Craig went out for the mail and didn't come back, or went upstairs.
That's right. And we were joking about how he could come on the bay and do something like that or whatever. Yeah, I remember that conversation.
And they did it. That's how
they did.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. He plays Taylor Stanley's father, Zoe Johnson's father. He just walks in and says, "Don't you ever get your mail?" And he has like a stack of mail in his hand.
Oh, my gosh, that is awesome.
That is too funny. That's really cool.
That is cool. I love it. Yeah, because I remember that whole conversation that we had about that. That's so funny, though, because I'm behind on the series, so I hadn't seen that. That is funny. Oh, my gosh.
And it's so cute because he's totally smirking as he says it. So, I mean,
Now, does he stick around as a character, or did he just come in to do that?
He did a couple episodes. The season two cliffhanger was Zoe and Brian's wedding.
And then when did he get the mail off?
Actually, I don't remember if he was in the wedding scene or not. I think he did a couple episodes, but he hasn't done
ones. I love it. See, Gregory's a true soap fan himself for him to do that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Everybody I know that's ever talked about Days with Me that remembers Don Craig. That's all we ever remember is he went out to get the mail and just never came back.
So, what they did was really cool was they cast Lane Davies from Santa Barbara, who played Nathan Catwall, actually probably my all-time favorite soap character of all time. And, of course, Jed Allen and Lane Davies played father and son on Santa Barbara. So on the Bay, they were also playing father and son.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But Lane's not on the show anymore either, I don't think. So it's one of those things, excuse me, people float in and float out. But no, don't brew. Go ahead. Don Bruce, he got another gig, so he couldn't do the show. So they put his character in prison. So
who was that?
Pretty funny. Hello?
Who was his character was put in prison?
Brian. Don Bruce's character.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So. Yeah, but there's, I can't wait for Mary Beth to come on because we have a lot of talk about a lot of cool stuff. at the bay. Oh, yeah. And I do want to talk a bit later about the Days of Life Donuts episode.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
The tea party? The book party?
The pot party.
The book party?
The donut pot party? The book club?
The book club. They've had a meeting since.
That was
since.
Hilarious.
I don't think they've had a meeting since, have they? I don't think they have.
No, they haven't.
They did mention it recently, though.
Yeah, Julie
said
she hasn't
somebody
had pastry. Yeah.
Was it Kayla or was it Adrian that said it when they saw the JJ's friend at the house? One of them said, "Yeah, we met at the book club."
it must have been Adrian.
It was just like last week. I think it was Adrian. Yeah, I think it was.
That was classic.
Mhm. Yeah, so we have to talk about that, too.
Yeah,
but Lenny said, because the second season cliffhanger of The Bay was really good. So, like, okay, so where are they going to go from here? You have Igor walking down the aisle to Brian, and then, like, the building where Lee was in blew up, and that one girl was tied up in a building. And the one girl found out Lee was her father. It's like, oh, okay. And then you hear they jump 3 years into the future. It's like, oh, all right, you know. Of course, I'm a Lost fan, so I'm used to that. I'm used to.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say yeah. That sounds like classic Lost. How many episodes do they do of The Bay each season? Approximately, is it 10 or like that?
I don't know. I would say it's probably 10, but that would probably equate to about an hour, maybe.
Okay.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
You could watch the whole series in 3 or 4 hours, maybe?
If you look to, sometimes they put all the episodes into one large one, so you don't have to go through watching the opening credits again and the ending credits again,
okay.
You know? Yeah, so if you look for that, they'll have it kind of condensed. So
okay, on the site, on their site, on the,
yeah, the okay. beta, the betaseries.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Man, I'd love to know what Mary Beth does for like her beauty, you know, like routine and stuff. Because she looks so good. I mean. She's just ageless, you know? I mean, you look at her today, like, because I watch her, you know, more on Days, but it's like, and it just, she seems like this the Kayla I remember from, you know, 30 years ago or whatever. She's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
She looks great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and she has, like, perfect skin, you know?
I know. I love her hair, too. It's like it. Because I apologize because I haven't watched The Bay in a while, but do they, like with Matt Ashford's character and her, do they make any like veiled references to, you know,
they talked
characters?
About it again last week. They talked about it again, Jack and Kayla?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, when Kayla sat down with JJ, they talked about it again.
Oh, yeah. No, those were good. I mean, like, I thought those were really well done when, you know, all that was stirred up with JJ and, you know, how Kayla, you know, I don't know. I just thought that was really well done.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you know, that'd be funny. They should bring Casey Moss on as a character. He'd be all confused.
Oh, yeah.
AKA Patrick Muldoon.
Yeah, like, what's my father doing married to my aunt? So, but, that's the thing. You like, have questions for Mary Beth that she can't answer. Like, why are Steve and Sarah married? She's not going to answer that. But, you know, I have to ask, but you never know. So... I can tell you that I got daytime call message today. It was last night with their KO interview. I took nighttime, and that didn't work out too well for me at all. because I was pressing the wrong buttons. So so I am pressing the right buttons tonight. Okay. Yeah, Taylor was great. They just got back to me saying she's been contacted, so hopefully we'll be getting her on soon. Anybody can listen to our interview with Taylor last night. And we talked about a lot about General Hospital, which is nice. I wasn't sure if it was all going to be about Days or not, but no, it was mostly about General Hospital, which is really cool. So, and, of course, Mary Beth was also on General Hospital and Ezra Turns. So Mary Beth has a lot of...
I want to ask her about that, see if she has any idea, see if they're going to bring her character back or anything. Was it Catherine? Wasn't it Catherine or something?
Catherine Bell, yeah.
You never know. They might have
Was her character killed off or anything on there? Maybe she could still come back. Just because her character killed off doesn't mean you can't come back alive.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You know, Robin could bring her back alive, and Victor has
there
her out captive frozen somewhere.
Exactly.
So, but, yeah. No, you never know. No one's dead permanently at General Hospital, so anything could happen. I don't know if Days would be okay with it, but she's not under contract, and Molly Kirth does both shows, so you never know. Could see her in both shows. That'd be cool. So, but, so I have a lot of interesting questions. For you haven't seen the last few episodes of The Bay, her son Peter is having an affair with Sarah's rival, Janice Ramos, who's she's also Peter's ex's mother. So Peter's something else. He slept with the daughter, now he's sleeping with the mother. And Sarah walks in on them and busts them. I mean, can you imagine? Holy cow. Yep. So then I was wondering, too, if anybody knows enough Sarah's, Sarah, I call her Sarah again, Mary Beth's students, her apple pies.
Yeah, that's Jennifer, my friend Jennifer wanted me to ask about her apple pies, because evidently she used to make them out of her home and do delivery, mail order them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer didn't know if she had stopped doing that or if she was still doing it. So she had wanted me to ask.
I was curious about that too. They look wonderful. I've never tried them, but they look amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really not a pie person. I prefer cake. But it was really good though. I think it was the first time I interviewed Mary Beth. She was making pistachio ice cream.
Oh, wow.
During the first interview. Yeah.
I wish I were handy like that.
I'm lucky I know
how to operate the microwave.
I'm like, what's wrong with cooking something that's frozen in a box and sticking it in the oven?
Yeah.
That's cooking.
That's right.
Lasagna. Well,
it changes temperature. Yeah. I mean, what more do you want? No, but I wish I had some skill there. I guess I should work on developing that one of these days, huh? I'm getting a little better, but I think I always think it's cool when people have, she's so talented in the acting realm and everything, and yet here she's got this whole other enterprise that she's, created that's very successful and everything, and it's just so cool to, see different parts of people's personalities and lives and stuff. It's really neat. Most people would be lucky enough to blessed enough to start a company and be successful, or be an actor and be successful. She's doing both, plus being a mom and all that, family mom, person and everything. So, I'm trying to say I'm a little behind on Days. Has Kayla been on lately? Did you say just recently, JJ?
Yeah, she just went to JJ's house and talked to him for a few minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, she told him to stay away from Teresa.
Yeah, oh, stay away from Teresa. Teresa was
bad. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Teresa's trouble.
She's still chief of staff, right? I mean, chief of, chief of staff, right? Or chief of...
Chief of staff, yeah, I think she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she also runs the pub, so she's multi-talented.
Very true. So, they haven't had any rumors of bringing the character of Stephanie back lately, have they? Really? I mean, I haven't heard anything. Her daughter, you know? And we've never seen
Joey's there, but we've never seen him.
We've never seen Joe. One of these days, he's going to walk in like this hot teenager, right? he's really only supposed to be 5 or something. But, you know, the other character I was thinking of, too, along those lines is Tyler. Remember, Philip gave up Tyler? And
he hasn't seen Pocket.
So I keep thinking one of these days, these kids are going to cry, you know, are going to walk in, you know. But
there's a call, Rose. Oh, she got it already. Yeah, hopefully it's Mary Beth. I don't recognize the area code. So, yeah, I forgot about Pocket. It's like, oh, my gosh.
That's
it's kind of
right.
Like...
Pocket.
Yeah,
AK,
it's kind of like...
Tyler.
Yeah.
That was sad. That was so sad.
Oh, it is Mary Beth. All right. Yay.
Oh.
Let me put her on. Hi, Mary Beth.
Oh, hi. Sorry, I had major phone trouble. Phone died, no charger. It's crazy. So I had to stop somewhere that I knew a friend of mine and charge it. Anyway, so I'm back in action. You know, ever since I switched to the iPhone, whatever, the new one with a different plug, I'm completely tripped up. I don't have the thing in my car anymore. It's all ridiculous. So anyway, I apologize. Here I am. I'm sorry.
That's
okay. That's okay. Yes.
So what's up?
You guys are busy. Tweeting a lot of pictures from the bay. You guys look busy at the bay.
Oh, we had a big reading. Was it last night? I guess it was last night. Already seems like I did so many things today. It seems like a long time ago. But yeah, we read the script last night with everybody. You know, it's so fun to get together and some people who weren't in our episode last season. So many things had changed in their life. Like Martha has a baby and.
Oh, I know.
Jeez.
Yeah, we were just talking about that. Aw.
I know.
And she's back. Is she back in production then? Was she at the reading?
Yeah, she was there. So it was like pictures of her baby and everything. It was so exciting. I mean, so that's my star. I didn't even know she wanted to have a baby. I thought she was moving to New York, and then boom, so cute. But I'm glad she's back. So she plays she's a great daughter for Sarah.
Aw. You know, it's just thinking. Because Brian's in prison, Peter is having sex with Sarah's rival, Janice. I'm like, what's Marley doing? She's got to be doing something to drive Sarah crazy, too.
Well, she just come back in town with Manny. He's adorable. And so she doesn't know. She's offered to let them stay with her, but that's all we know so far in this script.
Mm.
But she does tell her. She does tell her about Peter's escapade. You know,
oh,
that's
my
Manny's
God.
Sister, you know, Manny's sister, so.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. Oh.
I know. Gregory's so good about interweaving everybody, so that's fun. But Sarah's not happy about her son with Janice, that's for sure. But I think for Lily and that character, it's so great to have that conflict. I mean, she knows it's not right. She doesn't want to get into a thing with Sarah. And she knows that he's a lot younger and, you know, dated her daughter, after all. But she's still, you know, strong to him. You know, that's not right.
Mary Beth, you're breaking up a little.
What's that?
Your audio is breaking up a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. I said a friend of mine used to say, Mom, I need a service call, and I think that's Janice's directing.
Yeah, without Lee, well, supposedly dead, blown up, I guess Janice and Sarah kind of don't have a Amanda fit fight over, so it kind of makes sense she would move on with Peter. Mary Beth? don't know. Phone problems. Can you
there's
guys
bad
hear
reception out there. Yeah, there's bad reception out there on some of the freeways, so she's probably in a bad reception
area. Yeah, she just got dropped.
My mom drops on me all the time out there.
Aw, so good to hear her voice.
Yeah. Oh, there she is again. I'll grab her.
Sorry to be on a cell phone to do this, but...
Okay.
Are you ready? Are you there?
We got you back on.
Okay, good.
Okay, yeah, we were talking about Janice.
Right, I said that their wounds are so old and cemented in that I don't think that Sarah's going to let that go anytime soon. And for Janice, she doesn't really want to get in a scuttle with Sarah, I don't think, but circumstances are just taking her there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think she has gone out to, I don't think she's gone out to do this to piss Sarah off. I don't think that was her motive.
Yeah, in that episode they were saying that she was intoxicated at a bar. So, you know, she might not know exactly what she was doing, but...
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, that's the biggest shock, though. I mean, when we heard that Gregory was going 3 years into the future, I was like, oh, what are they going to do? Because the cliffhanger for season two was so good with the Brian and Zoe wedding and everything, and Igor walking down the aisle in the wedding dress, and it was fantastic. You know, like, where are you going to go
funny.
From there? Oh, my gosh.
He said we're 3 years in the future now from that?
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't tell me that. I didn't know that. That explains it.
I love it.
I didn't know how Brian got back and how all that, but... Yeah, it's hard for us because we have such gaps between our shooting times and the stories, you know.
Uh-huh. When are you guys going to start shooting?
We're starting the 21st, I think. That weekend,
oh.
I think the date's 21st, whatever, that Friday
yeah.
by the 22nd, so I think it's the 21st, yeah. Yeah, we start then. But it was really fun. The table reads always fun, and you know, like Matt Ashford in particular, I have known him for such a long time. I met him in like, you know, 87 or 8 or something.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I don't remember the exact year. And it's just so fun. It's fun on this show that he can just take it and run with it. He's such a creative actor. He always wants to, like his character Jack on Days was always, you know, he always added the humor. He always wanted this other thing and it's impossible, you know, he would try to have things. And sometimes they're not into it. They want you just to be like a leading man or something, but he likes to always add something interesting. So
right.
I think that this character and Gregory's writing really works well for him.
Aww.
I think it's a good match.
Great. Yeah, and Matt is so crazy as Steve. He's just like a 21. Oh my gosh! He changed his look and everything.
I saw him last night, and his haircut's totally different, and he's completely different now. So, ever changing.
Yeah, that's what. Probably the biggest surprise was that Sarah and Steve were married, and he. Yeah, that was like, oh my gosh! I mean, who would have saw that coming? Especially, you know, after he
right.
kidnapped her.
I didn't. But I think he's got something on me, you know. He's got a secret that I don't want exposed. So he forced my hand. You know, he's kind of a conniver, so he knows how to get to her.
What do you think is the state of their marriage? He's obviously running some sort of prostitution house, which actually Sarah owns too. From I was rewatching episodes today, but it seems like she's still into Lex, and he's still kind of looks like he's kind of interested in the girls at the bar. So yeah, I'm wondering what's going on.
No,
if it's like a marriage. Yeah, you know, it's just a convenient.
Like, I don't think that Lex is interested in the girls at the bar. I don't think the prostitution thing. He told me it's not. But I love Tristan. I think he's such a. I love working with him. Cracks me up. He's got that Cheshire Cat smile on his face.
Oh yeah.
He's so adorable and so sweet and so funny and dry and everything. And it's like they had their one little fling once, and I think that they both have feelings for each other kind of, but nobody ever really deals with them. So it would be fun to see that it'd be explored down the road for sure.
Well, I think Sarah was blamed for breaking up his marriage. So I believe, from what I remember. So it's kind of curious.
What did you say?
You know,
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Wasn't Sarah blamed for breaking up Lex's marriage?
She didn't mean to, exactly. You know, Sarah, the thing about Sarah, I think, is she doesn't do things maliciously. I don't think she does things intentionally to upset people or hurt them or anything. But she just does what she wants to do for herself, and she doesn't really think about the wake of emotional damage that she causes. So I think she probably has never thought twice about that, quite frankly. Like, oops, oh, sorry, yikes, I didn't mean for that to happen.
Is that a challenge for you? Because Sarah does seem very narcissistic. At the same time, too, she's the heroine, and you kind of cheer for her, and you want her to have whatever she wants. At the same time, she has a lot of collateral damage. I mean, all of her kids are kind of messed up, and she does seem to harm people, but at the same time, do you like her? Is that challenging for you to play?
I know people like her. I know a couple women like her, and it's an interesting thing because they seriously don't mean harm, and they don't even hardly know that something happened. And if you were to sit her down and ask her, she'd say she was a great mother. And what do you mean? You know, she thinks that she was. She doesn't really get it. And so I know people like that. So it's not that hard for me to justify it because I know people like that. And they're good people, and they think that they're great moms, and they're not, because they don't put other people's emotional well-being ahead of their own. But that doesn't, you know, that. But they don't even get it. So it's almost hard to fault them because they don't even get that they've done something. So I go forth like that. That she means well. She thinks she's doing the right thing, but if she needs to run off the guy because she's in love with him or something, she had to do that. Whether her kids were left behind or what, because she's had to take care of that. You know what I mean? They'll be fine. The kids will be fine because I need to take care of my own love story, you know? So, I think that's just the way she thinks.
Yeah, this is so interesting.
What's that?
She's like, she does tend to abandon her kids, but she always has a good excuse. You know what I mean? Well, I had amnesia.
Yeah,
I didn't know I had Peter. You know, I didn't know Peter was adopted, you know? So
yeah,
that was interesting.
Yeah,
she always has an excuse.
Right. And in her mind, they were justified. They really were justified, you know. But, I tell you, I know people like this. It's interesting to observe them, that they really just don't get it. But they're good people, so you can't not like them, you know what I mean? It's really interesting. I mean, you should know people like that. They're interesting people.
Those are people that I think you get to know from a distance. You know what I mean? These are some people, you know, they're train wrecks. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's fascinating to watch
Sarah,
a train wreck.
But Sarah's not a train wreck. That's what I'm saying. She's a solid, good person. She thinks she's doing the right thing. It's just that she doesn't. Other people's emotional well-being is not put before her own choices. That's all. But I wouldn't say she's a train wreck. I think she thinks of herself as a solid person. And I'm friends with, like, one of the girls that I know like that, I'm friends with her, and I am friends with her, and I know that goes on in her personal life, but she's a good person and to me, and I don't know, it's a complicated personality for sure. And when Gregory first said, you know, she's like a great gal, and then all these things, and I was just thinking, what? Are you kidding? But then I thought back at people that I actually know people like that. And so I just really tapped into that more and thought about the different instances in those people's lives. And very, very similar concept.
Mm-hmm. And Sarah got a father this year. So, unless I missed that, I didn't. Sarah has a father this year with Jack.
I know. Now, he always was. I mean, I always knew he was. He always was. But mm-hmm. I think the way that these shows are set up, because it's like a, you know, these seasons are almost by themselves in a way, like there was no reveal that he was the father. It's always just all of a sudden now we're calling him Jack. But he was the father ever from the very beginning. And
wow,
I think he's so funny. Nick is so funny because even last night when we were doing the table read, I mean, he basically just says something so simply, and he's so good, and he's so, I mean, we're all cracking up because he's so funny, but he's great. I really, he's just such a cute, sweet guy.
Whose idea was it for him starring in the Harlem Shake video?
I don't know where that came about, but that was fun. We all had a good time. I got those really cool polka dot cowboy boots in Nashville, so it gave me a chance to wear them. But yeah, we all had a fun time. And like I said before, you know, Matt Ashford's one of my close friends, so it's always fun to hook up a meeting and do something goofy.
Yeah, I used to watch Nicholas on Santa Barbara, and he was just fantastic on the show. He just had this... he was kind of like a millionaire loser in a way. Like, you know, he just didn't measure up to Jet Allen's CC Capital. He just didn't measure up to him.
Oh, really? I never really watched the show, but I mean, I certainly knew of it, and they were on our lot and everything. But, I knew he was on that show. I never saw him, but I don't think I really saw him much until we started doing the day. But everything he does on this is great.
He just has this, like, sincerity. I think that's
mm-hmm.
what really rules me in with him. He just, he's very soft-spoken, and you kind of just believe everything he has to say. I don't know, he just comes off as always being sincere.
Uh-huh.
Of course he's,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. He just very simply says things, but they're so, he's so real, and he's funny, and, you know. But it's just so, it's like he's not pushing it. He's not trying. It's just that he does very simply. It's good. He's good. He's been around the block.
Does he still have his character? Does Jack still have a dementia? Does it seem like he was a little more loose at the last few episodes and loose enough to have an affair with a prostitute? But
I know.
It seemed like,
yeah. Or kids. That whole thing's so funny. I don't remember the thing about the dementia. I don't know about that.
I think that was mostly with scenes, maybe with Tristan or Charles Shaughnessy. I'm not quite sure. But I thought he was
mm-hmm.
being kind of forgetful, season two.
I don't know. You guys, you know, besides the table read, you know, most of the time you don't see other people's scenes unless you're in them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That was so surprising. I honestly had no idea they were... father and daughter. So that was, I mean, that's what you mentioned with Gregory. I love that. He always throws in a fact that you don't know in every episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Endlessly. Yeah, he's always thinking. He's good. I mean, to pull this off, we were all just saying it's like September, which I guess is a long way from now, but I mean, we've been like, this is like 3.5 years, and we've all been kind of gathering for this ensemble thing, and it's I mean, everybody enjoys working together, and Gregory's amazing. He talks to everybody. I always say he's a great salesman. He like talks everybody into doing this, and he writes everything, produces everything, finds locations, gets the funding.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a lot of energy, that guy, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And he's a true fan of the genre too, you know. You can tell, you know, just
right.
No, he is.
Right.
He has
but
a lot of passion
he has
for
spin on it. I mean, he has a spin on it. I think he makes it a little more current, maybe, and I think now it's going to be, you know, more edgy, a little sexier kind of thing. I think that's kind of what this episode, this season will be. Yeah, it's pretty sexy. So, yeah, so I think he's bringing that kind of stuff out too, more love stuff, I'll call it.
I'm going to put on Susan, because she's been on hold for a while. Susan, you're with Mary Beth.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, so where are you calling from? I'm calling from Alabama.
From where?
From Alabama.
Oh, cool. Awesome. You have a question for me?
I just want to say I've loved you for 20-something years, and I look forward to seeing more of you on the Bay and hopefully more of you on Days.
Thank you. Well, the Bay, we start, like I said, we start shooting in a week after next, I guess. And Days, I think, and I work the same week on Days. But, you know, we're so far ahead. Days is like, you know, 6 months ahead, so I don't even know where, what's airing or, you know, whatever. But it's a ride, you know. Just got to go where they call you.
Well, you've always been one of my favorite actresses, and I look forward to seeing you on anything.
Thank you. Well, thanks for keeping track of where I'm at. That's great.
Always.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for talking to me.
Sure. Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye, Susan. Are you guys allowed to submit? I know you guys were nominated for an Emmy before. Are you guys allowed to submit for the Emmys this year?
I think they are submitting, and I think they were nominated for a. I think you have to think of the letter is what it is, but they got nominated for something in another award, but I can't remember that. It's like letters, like ISS or ISB or something, but I don't remember what they are, but.
Yeah, I can't remember. Is it indie soap or is it internet soap or something like that? I can't remember exactly.
Something like that. I mean, it might be indie. I can't remember, but yeah, no. I mean, it's a contender, so we'll keep our fingers crossed. Yeah, I think it was nominated for Ensemble Cast.
Oh, cool.
Right.
Right. We were discussing before we got you online. Are you still doing your apple pies?
You know, I didn't do them this season, which is the first time I didn't do them since 2005. And because I had a baker problem.
Aw.
And cool. Wait.
Oh, we lost her again. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
I have to find out about the pies. Okay. Yeah, well, we'll wait till Mary Beth gets back on again. So, but, yeah. That was cool about that everything's going real well. They have to ask her, too, when they think they'll be back. The new episodes will be on. So. Yeah, I felt so dumb. I had no idea that Nicholas Coster's character was playing her dad. I mean, that just, I don't know how I missed that one. His wife was kind of acting jealous of Sarah. So I just kind of assumed that, his wife's played by Jacqueline Zeman. I just assumed that she thought that he was in love with Sarah. That's the impression I always got, that he had a crush on her. So, boy, was I completely off on that one. Wow. So Gregory got me fooled. So I totally thought maybe Jack had a crush on her. That's so funny. But, yeah, so if anybody hasn't seen the table reading pictures, you can find it. Their Twitter handle is at the Bay the Series. And also, there's two groups on Facebook. It's the Bay Watchers, and I think the other one's the Bay the Series. So everybody can go and check out all the pictures there. Oh, there's Mary Beth. I think they're on.
Hello?
There we go.
Hello?
There she is. Okay.
Oh, my God. Oh, dear. Oh, brother. Anyway, to my pies, so these people that made them for me couldn't make them anymore. And the problem with them is that the problem with the pies in general is that they're handmade and not machine made. And so now as I try, like HSN wanted me to go there with several different products, but it's very hard to find anybody to make them because they're handmade. And they want so much money to make them. And then, you know, I have to do all this stuff and maybe make 50 cents. So I don't know if I'm going to do it anymore. You know, it had a nice run. I did it from 2005. And it's fun, and I've had a good time with it, and I've sold it all over the place. And Williams-Sonoma, I did great for like 3 years. And so I might revisit it, but at the moment I just feel like I have all these other things going on in my life that are more interesting to me. So we'll see.
Well,
but I do bake and sing all the time myself. What?
But no use forcing it, you know. Do what you love, right? You know.
Right. And I do feel like
Before you came on, I was just lamenting that I have no talent in that department, and I really admire
and baking.
You know, the baking and all. Yeah. So it's it's neat to have.
In fact, this woman that I used to work with on day, she's a producer. We just went to the ice cream making class the other day, and I've been making ice cream, taking a lot of different courses in that, and I love all those kind of things. I think that I'm kind of like a creative person. Like, if I could draw or paint, I would, but instead I bake, I garden, I do, like, more hands-on things like that, and it just brings me a lot of happiness. So I tell my daughter, because she's not a big cook, and I just say, when you get interested about it, then you'll want to do it. And that's kind of how I didn't know how to do anything when I first, let's say, got married or anything. I didn't know how to make anything. And now I have big dinner parties and cook dinner every night for my husband. And I bake up a storm. But it was all because I got an interest, and then I pursued learning how to do it, you know.
Wow. Well, that's cool. Yeah, well, that gives me hope for myself.
Yeah, gotta get some cookbooks.
I don't draw or, you know, I'm not artistic in that way. Writing maybe, but not really drawing or anything. So, yeah, I never really thought about it, but it is really an artistic expression. It's part art, part science. So, you know, I can see why that would be a fun experience to just learn different things and about it, and then you have a great thing to, you know, most of the time anyway, I'm assuming it turns out pretty good, so you can enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Well, with baking in particular, if you follow the directions and really follow them, you'll be fine. So you gotta try it, but you have to follow the directions. That's the secret.
Ah, there you go.
I read a lot, but baking, gotta follow the directions.
So if bring your friends invite you over for a dinner party, and they say, "Oh, Mary Beth, could you make us?" What do people usually request you to bring? Is there something that is your most popular?
I usually volunteer, and I usually volunteer to bring dessert because I like homemade desserts, and I like baking. So if people are coming to my house, I usually will make. I make different things, but I like to make homemade ice cream and homemade cookies and things like that. This is nice. But sort of my standby thing that's always a big hit is Martha Stewart cookbook. She has a recipe for pear tartan, and you basically cook pear halves in sugar and water and butter, and then you make this dough in the Cuisinart that takes like 2 seconds, and then when everybody's sitting down to eat, you just roll that dough out real quick, throw it in your frying pan on top of the pears, and pop it in the oven, and then 20 minutes later you flip it onto a plate, and then it's hot caramelized pears with this incredible crust. And that is a huge, everybody's always like, "Oh my God, you made this, it's so amazing." It's super easy, and that's my go-to incredible dessert. But you can look the recipe up.
Wonderful.
It's her pear tartan. Yeah, super easy.
That sounds wonderful.
Are you
still blogging too? Is that something?
No, you know what stopped me from blogging? I blogged like every, you know, I think it was every week or something for probably a year. And then it was kind of like every other week for another 3 or 4 months. And then my son was in college, I think, and he went on to a Halloween thing, and he was dressed in a costume, whatever. And I took a picture, and then I put that in my blog, talking about just about my kids growing up and whatever. And then my daughter saw it on Facebook, or she gets some kind of feed or something, and she said to him, "Wow, I really liked your Halloween costume." And then he said, "How'd you even see it?" And then she said, "My blog." And he was kind of mortified that I would ever mention his name in public. And I just thought, you know what? I certainly don't need to insult my children, and I really have nothing left to say anyway after 15 months of talking. But It was a great experience, and I think I covered a lot. I did a lot of gardening and crafts and cooking and raising kids and travel. And I mean, I really wrote about so many things.
Wow.
It was fun. It was really fun.
That's funny. Oh.
I wonder if it's a boy thing, because I know both my boys have pretty much banished me from being anywhere near their social network. But my girls, they're always right there talking to me on Facebook and everything too.
Yeah, I don't have Facebook. I don't have anything like that. But like my daughter, I think that from just something with my name somehow feed shows up for her. I don't know how it works, but the boys don't. They just don't like you saying their name out loud, you know, or something. I joke with them like, you know, you don't understand. 5 minutes ago was mommy, watch me, mommy, kiss my boo boo, mommy, are you watching? To don't bother me. What are you? Don't do it. You know, whatever. So. But my kids are good. We're all good friends.
How old are your kids now?
They're older. Well, next month, the first week of March, my youngest turns 21, and my daughter turns 24, and my son is 26.
Wow.
Which is incredible, fabulous. I love every second of it. It's just so nice.
Aww.
Having, you know, it's all been great. The journeys and the different times have all been fabulous, but this time with them being grown up is really swell. I'm really enjoying
Aww.
It. We're all very close. We see them a lot. They two of them go to school here and one lives here, so I see
Aww.
Everybody and we do dinners a lot and stuff. So it's nice. And they're really close with each other, so they see each other outside of my husband and I. So it's great.
Oh, that's
it's
nice.
Really nice, yeah.
That makes you
nobody,
feel good.
Nobody's
that,
a
you know,
serial
you,
killer
you
or
did
anything.
Something right.
they have
these relationships that continue on, you know, not directly through you anymore, but just students themselves.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Well, we try to at least foster kindness, and I think that goes a long way.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was curious with you know, a lot of people kind of returning here and there to GH lately. Has there been any talk of your character from General Hospital returning or anything?
I don't think that would ever happen because my character was killed off.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
Times. I know people come.
I wasn't watching during
back,
that
but,
period. But we were kind of joking before you came on that, you know, just because you die on screen doesn't mean you're really ever dead. Because they tend to
true,
bring people back all the time. They're bringing back people now that have died. So.
That's true. But I think they bring back more people on that show that were the icons of, like, the 80s, you know. That was really before my time there. I never foresee that happening. I mean, Days of My Life is way more. You know, I'm in the main family.
Yeah.
There's more ties there. My character
on
General Hospital was sort of off on her own anyway. She didn't really have family. She was kind of an island. And so I've never thought about it ever that would be a possibility. So.
Yeah. Well, I've always loved you as Kayla. I remember I had watched during the 80s, and then I didn't watch for probably all of the 90s, pretty much, except for maybe checking in here or there. And then about midway through the 2000s, I moved across country. And I was just getting settled and everything, and I hadn't watched Days in, 15 years or something. And I remember just getting my TV set up and all that, you know, just moving in. And I turned the TV on, and it was during the day, of course, and you know, Days was on. And I tuned in, and one of the first things I saw were Patch and Kayla. And it was so cool because it's like I felt so at home. It was so neat because, you know, I mean, those are characters that I grew up with and that I loved in high school and college and everything. And then, like, just hadn't watched in years and then turned on the TV, and there's Patch and Kayla, and I was feeling kind of homesick because I'd just moved across country. And it just it sucked me back into Days, quite honestly. But it was
nice.
It was just nice. It was just like, oh, it's like, you know, just it's
like familiar.
You're part of our family. Yeah, you know, it's just
though
we know you're not, you know, it's just,
you know, but
that's
the nice thing about daytime. The thing about daytime is nice because you're in people's homes. And when people recognize me in public, they would often say my character name. I mean, I really feel like you're that person and feel very familiar and, you know, that's what's so nice about it, I think, so.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I just saw Steven this weekend. He did everybody should look it up if they haven't seen it already. He his wife wrote a little short movie, and he directed it. And I think you see it online. It's iseethemovie.com. And but it's great. He directed it, and he did a great job. It's really nicely done. Julie Pinson from General Hospital. I guess she was poor Charles and Dave, and I worked with her as Earl Turns, and she's in it. And then this other guy who's great, but it's really a smart little piece, and his wife wrote it, which is really amazing. But he looks great. He seems really happy. And, I always hold out hope that he'll go back to Dave, but I don't know if that'll happen.
I know. I was going to say, because we were talking about we've never seen Joe. We've never seen little Joe.
He's been around. He was the same little actor that played the son on Dexter. But he's been around. But, yeah, it took him. He was about six by the time they ever brought him down from the upstairs of the Brady Pub, Pretty funny. I know. Pretty funny. Even when we had him, he was a baby. There was a baby once. I mean, it was always rubber. It was a rubber baby.
Well, and we were talking about Pocket, that storyline was
set.
Oh, my gosh. That was...
Pocket.
And so
I keep
thinking Pocket, a.k.a. Tyler, is going to show up one of these days as a hot teenage boy or something. That's either going to sore ass him, and he's going to be, grown or something. But, but yeah, it's like, it's just so, we just love seeing you on Dave's, and of course the Bay as well.
I have a good time there. It's nice that it's still going strong. They just got picked up for a couple more years, and so that's all great, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I have to ask about the donuts episode. I'm sure you guys filmed that a million years ago. But that was hilarious. And I was wondering, did you eat tacos after you were done filming that episode?
No. Aww. We didn't. I did eat that whole jar of peanut butter, though. I think I gained about 50 more pounds, but it was funny. Susan Seaforth Hayes is so amazing, and she always commits 100%, and we were all laughing at her. She's so funny. One of us, if you would think, oh, this might be dumb, or am I overacting, or what, anything, she just goes for it. So I think we all stepped up to try to just keep up with her.
Oh, yeah. That was fun. That was really fun.
Yeah, although, you and Susan and
they make good donuts in that house. They look just like manufactured,
Yeah, you, Susan, and Missy Reeves was hilarious, too. And you guys were all...
Yeah.
I actually hope they submit that episode for the Emmy. But it was just hilarious. I mean...
Yeah, it was funny.
We're trying to think. Have you guys read a book since then, though?
Yeah, no.
I mean, the books that that club picks are so goofy. Like, they need to pick something current, like 50 Shades of Grey, and that's not even current anymore, but at least it'd be something to talk about, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's so funny. When this new season of The Bay, do you think that's going to be online? And I guess they're filming next week.
Oh, God. I don't know the answer to that. I need Gregory sitting here with me to give me the sheet on it or something. I don't know when, but I'm sure if you check their website, it will be posted.
Okay.
I think there are some things that start airing very soon, like next week or something. They have the confessions. They have more confessions of the Bay.
Oh, good.
I've done them before, but... They have more people coming up, and they're going to start airing those very soon. And I for some reason, 7 sticks out in my mind, or 6 or 7. Like, I don't know, March or the end of the month here. I don't know, but soon. I think if you check their website, you'll see up and coming what's happening. But I know they've shot some of those confessions, and those will be airing.
Yeah, the confession concept is really cool. You really can get up
the
characters and everything.
I loved it.
Yeah, I really enjoyed. I enjoyed doing mine, and I think now Chris Dose, who plays Peter, I think he's directing them now. So that's a big step up for him too, probably. So everybody's spreading their wings.
Aww.
Yeah, that's so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were discussing your confessions episode, and I mean, it just, I was telling Anna that I couldn't believe it. Like with a straight face, you're talking about all these things that happened to Sarah, and And it's just like, wow, you're so believable. I mean, that's
so funny. I know. You have to not.
It sounds so
just,
fantastic.
Okay.
You know,
that's
it sounds like fantasy.
You have to commit. You just have to commit. That's it. It's all you can do. And you know what? That's what I said. You can't judge her. You never know what could happen.
That's true.
Some cute guy comes into town. You have to run off with him. I don't know. You know.
I remember during season one, I actually watched all the episodes and basically made a family tree just to try to figure out all the relationships and baby daddies and everything else. And, I mean, it was unbelievably complicated. And, you know, and for you guys, you even remember some of the stuff, too. I mean, it just...
Well, I'll tell you, if you have a conversation with Gregory Martin, he has them all so cemented and straight in his head, and it's like he thought of this whole story 20 years ago or something, and he unfolds it and will tell you about it like it's, you know, totally normal. It's all, you know, of course they're related. Of course that's the way it is.
Yeah, I was, you know. We lost you the last time. I was saying that I actually thought Nicholas Coster's character kind of had a crush on Sarah. I didn't. That's how off I was. I thought there was a crush
involved.
Yeah,
it was fatherly love. Fatherly love. Yeah.
As actors, do you, I mean, I know Gregory has everything mapped out in his head. Does he welcome input for storylines or for dialogue or anything from the actors?
Well, you can tweak your dialogue if it's not, you know, if it's not running smooth for you or doesn't feel true for you. But I don't think, I mean, people have their input of maybe little character motivations or point of views, but I don't think anybody strays too far off his concepts and his story.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty passionate about it, so he can make you believe that it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Has there been any news on getting you guys on television anytime soon? Some of you guys did a pilot and everything.
Yeah, they're working on it. There's interest, and so I think he's going to recut some things, and they're going to be put on differently, but he's always, his wheels are always turning. He's always got something up his sleeve, so maybe soon.
Yeah, I hope so. I really do. We'll have all these soap series out there, and I know you've crossed over and done another one, and I'm just hoping someone's going to break through and get on television soon, like whatever,
right.
Like Vanity, Venice, and I know Crystal Chevelle has like three shows now or something.
Yeah, she's a hustler. I you know, when I did Rituals, which was like a billion years ago, it was like in 1981 or two or something or other, and it was a first run syndication kind of thing, and which is what cable and stuff is now, you know, and it was mm-hmm. unheard of, and nobody really knew what to do with it. They didn't, you know, it kind of clumped along and didn't survive, but it was like the beginning of what became, you know, and so these internet soaps, like everybody. Keeps on trucking and keeps on, and they're gonna take off eventually. You know what I mean? I think it's just everybody kind of getting on board, kind of like that syndicated thing was.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it'll be so normal.
Well, I think soaps have really, you know, the genre's really gotten had a resurgence in the last few years too. I think there's been a new interest and respect and everything, and you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, they've had to absolutely revamp the way they do it because. Of
right.
so many budget cuts and everything, so I tip my hat to the ones that have survived because they had to completely retool and do it differently.
Right.
And I mean, Dave's always they say, and I think they're joking, but I don't know if they are, that they do it for the budget of a game show now. I mean, they just really had to change how they did it, but that they rose to the occasion and they did it, and in the
right.
Bay, forget it, it's a shoestring. So.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to change old habits.
Right. Yeah. Well, the great news is talent is wonderful. So it's you know, and the writing is there and everything. So it still draws the audiences, which is great.
Well,
so.
What's nice about The Bay is that he, especially for the shows that have gone off the air and everything, Gregory has all these people from all these different shows.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, absolutely.
That part's fun. And like Tristan, I mean, our paths didn't really cross before, so... And he's so great, and he's so fun, and it's so fun for me to be able to work with him where that probably wouldn't have happened unless there was something like The Bay. So the Bay
right.
is fun that Gregory reaches out to all these different people.
Oh, yeah.
And brings this group together. And I think for viewers, it's so fun because a lot of viewers watch several shows, and some of their shows aren't even on anymore. So
right.
So it's nice that they can come to one place and see all their favorites, you know. And for me, Charlie Shaughnessy, I have a mad crush
oh.
on Charlie Shaughnessy. Matt
oh, yeah.
Ashford's fabulous. You know, these people that, for me, I am just love getting a chance to work with and seeing. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 That's a soap fan's dream to be able to see
right,
a long time
right.
soap fan because
right.
we remember all you know so many of those characters or the actors from different shows and stuff.
Right. Right. So it's nice for all of us to come together.
Yeah, and I think Gregory, I think he kind of got the ball rolling a bit with the writing. Because like I was saying this before, The Bay, he always had a cliffhanger ending on every episode. And that's always something I missed from soaps. It seemed like everybody kind of went away from that. But now, these, seems like they throw a little teaser at the end of every episode now, and the Friday, you can't miss Fridays now for something big's going to happen. I know you're doing that
on network,
too.
On network soap? Oh.
Yeah, it seems like network soaps are bringing back they seem to be bringing back the cliffhangers. So it just seemed like
fun.
Before. Yeah, but it seemed like before, I don't know why, Fridays are always the least watched episode on soaps. It's been like that for years. But I'm hoping that. Yeah, isn't that weird? I mean, if you look at the ratings every week, some reason, I don't know why, everybody's skipping Friday, but I think with Days, though, I think the writing has improved quite a bit over what it had been. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know you're not on very often. I hope Kayla gets a storyline soon, but it really has improved. It's a lot faster. Storylines aren't dragging out as long as they used to be. So,
right. Well, even the scenes are faster. We used to do like 5, 6, 10 pages, whatever scenes were, and now they're like a page and a half. I mean, it's like super fast. Clip, go the next thing, next thing, you know. So they like to keep the pace. But maybe it's a sign of our whole society with all the, you know, computers and
right.
Everybody's so fragmented and they don't have the attention span, right?
Right.
It kills me when I see kids sitting at the table on their iPads or whatever, or the dad's on his phone. You want to say like, oh, my God, put it all away. Be present.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
yeah,
Kayla was mentioning
that.
Kayla was talking about taping on GH and how just the volume, because he's been away from it for a while, you know, he's been off of Days for a while, and just the volume of, you know, of material that you go through in a day.
Well, you know, Days does like 140 pages a day now or something like that, 130, 40. It's something crazy. A nighttime show does like 7 pages. A movie does 3.
Oh, my gosh.
So
that is crazy.
They need to be done by 6 o'clock, too.
Oh, my God.
So, because if they go over 6, they're over budget. So it's crazy, but
no
that's what I'm saying.
Right?
But they make it happen.
Yeah, no.
I like it. I like that fast pace. You know, I'd rather get in, get out. So
yeah,
it's not a problem.
Yeah. Well, and they've managed. I think the differences lately, the writing's been that you know there for a while, maybe 3-4 years ago, they were trying to speed things up, but it was so fast that even the characters were saying that was resolved just like that. You know, I mean there was a place where so many of the characters were saying that what just like that it's over. You know, and it seems like the writing is so much better right now where you know. There's still umbrella stories that last a long time. I mean, there's things that have been going on for several months now, but you don't quite feel like, because there is that faster pace for maybe the dialogue and the day-to-day storytelling, that, you know, it does seem to go faster, but it doesn't seem to be in an unsatisfying way, you know, because sometimes fast does not equal good, you know. Always. So, you know, I think they've found a nice balance in the last few months here, I think, but... I don't know.
Well, that's good. So, well, you know,
we
like
definitely
I said.
Want, we would definitely love to see Patch and Kayla back together again, though. So,
yeah. Well, you never that know. That I have to say, you never
hope.
Know. That might happen.
We
can hope.
Right. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kayla can go on a date, too. I mean, Jennifer's
uh-huh.
dating.
Yeah,
I coach dating. Kayla needs to go on a date.
I did bring that up. But I hope. I thought, I met that guy. I thought he was cute. So I brought it up to her. But I don't know. Maybe she, I don't know.
That would be cool, though. Yeah, having like Hope and Kayla or Kayla and Jennifer fighting over a guy, I think that's unique.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really, really want to. Yeah.
They need to have more in the town, than just like two or three. That would be
yeah.
helpful. Anyway, so.
Yeah. Well.
Well, do you think you have any more? Because now I'm in my driveway. You guys have talked me the whole way home from getting my hair cut. So.
You actually only had one more question. I uh-huh. saw on your website you filmed a movie called Cora, I think last year or 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Did anything happen?
It was a little horror movie. Yeah, I don't think it's an independent movie, and I don't think they have it put out yet. But I did four episodes on an ABC Family show called Chasing Life. That's going to come out, I think, June it starts or something.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, just out there, you know, tap dancing, trying to get work and like every actor in Los Angeles.
Oh, well, we
so
love
keep it interesting,
on
you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, ladies. Well, thanks
well,
for
thank
the interview.
You.
Thanks for the chat.
Well, thank you so
much.
Check,
with
check
you.
The Bay website and find out all the stuff that I couldn't answer.
All right, you take care.
All right, you
thanks
too.
So much.
Bye.
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 Okay,
bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.